You're listening to Catch the Current. I'm Amanda Buckle.
And I'm Lauren Castiglione.
We are live in Boston for Seafood Expo North America, where we are taking the show floor by storm for an epic series we are calling Boston 2025 in 5.
That's right. We are covering as much ground as we can over the next few days, bringing you the best of the best that SENA has to offer.
So without any further ado, let's catch the current.
This is Amanda Buckle. We are recording Catch the Current without my co-host, but I have somebody else with me who is maybe more important than Lauren.
Well, Lauren does a great job catching currents.
We're over at Beaver Street Fisheries, and we are just talking with Mark Frisch about everything that is going on with Seabest. And I got to say, you have probably one of the most exciting booths with the NASCAR out front.
Oh, that's nice of you to say.
So tell me how the NASCAR-inspired booth came about in this partnership with Seabest and Beaver Street Fisheries.
Yeah, a lot of the partnerships that I embark on typically begin with a friendship, and this one was the same. So I have a childhood friend in the sport, and he connected me with the particular team we're sponsoring, Colleg Racing, the driver Ty Dillon. And we limped in last year with one race. We made the deal right around this time, and we did one race last year, and then really liked the experience and thought this could be something, this should be something we should do more of. So we signed up this year to do 20 races.
Oh, wow.
And then we thought it would be fantastic to feature it and do something different at the seafood-focused show where everyone just wants to have product out. We want to have a cutout of the driver and a racing simulator and just mix it up a little bit.
It certainly is a lot of fun. And when you say that, you know, you went from one race to 20 races, is this just having the Seabest name on the car? What's involved in this partnership?
So every race, you know, the cars drive around with a primary sponsor. So we're the primary sponsor for 20 races. And the other 16 races, we're still on the car. We're just not front and center, if you will, on the hood and all the things. But so that tractor trailer that moves the race team and the car and all that around the country is wrapped in Seabest, and it's
gotta be pretty cool to see.
This week it's on its way to our state of Florida from Las Vegas. So we'll be down in South Florida this week in Homestead with the Seabest brand out there.
Wow, that's really cool. And now, you know, consumers are seeing this product out there. Are you seeing any correlation in your sales? How are you tying this together to selling more of Seabest products?
Yeah, that's always the good question. Mm-hmm. And you know, we have to work on that, right? So this is our first time doing anything like this with such a consumer presence, especially nationally. We've done some regional stuff, some local stuff. We could feel the impact of that. But something like this on a national level, it's just going to take time to really figure it out. It's just part of our overall marketing recipe, if you will.
Okay.
So NASCAR is a part of it this year, maybe next year, we'll see, right, year by year. But there's a lot more to come in the Beaver Street Seabest marketing efforts.
Okay.
And so we're just kind of launching off with NASCAR for now.
Yeah, I mean Seabest is a name that you can find now in Walmart. I mean, it's all over. Walmart's the number one grocer right now too. And so the other thing too with Seabest is that you have a lot of products.
We have a lot of products, a large variety of products. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's fish, it's crab, it's shrimp, it's lobster, it's everything.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and that's one of the things we pride ourselves on, the variety of our inventory, the variety of options, and the ability to deliver to our customers on time and in full. That's always what we strive for. And so we're going to just keep making investments in that area too. Try to solve for any uncertainties out there, take inventory positions, and fill orders.
Yeah, because I was going to say, with all this tariff uncertainty too, with having such a wide spread of species that you offer, does that help or hurt you?
I think it helps, and it's not only the spread of species, but also the differentiation of sources, right? So we might have the same item sourced from China, but also Vietnam. So we could make a shift from a country that's impacted from tariffs to a country that might not be. So we try to stay ahead of the uncertainty. We try to, you know, spread the risk out amongst different countries.
Time's ticking. All right, so we're on the Boston show floor. It's day two. Final thoughts. I mean, what did you come here to accomplish, and do you think you've accomplished it yet? I mean, we still have one day left on the show floor.
Yeah. You know, for me, it's just good to get out and see all of our suppliers, a lot of our customers in one location, face-to-face, talking about what we're doing, how we're making our investment this day, which is a lot of data and a lot of technology to have better insights to make faster, smarter decisions, all for the sake of delivering our orders in full and on time. And that's what it's all about. And I'm trying to preach that to our suppliers and tell them how valuable they are to that whole supply chain, obviously.
Yeah.
And then reinforce it to the customers and just be seen and, frankly, have a good time with our great team here in Boston at the same time. Have a little fun because we're working on the weekend.
This booth has been packed, and I got here at 10 a.m. and there was, you know, you guys are busy, busy, busy. So thanks for squeezing me in today, Mark.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you for stopping by.